Today's Mishnah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is the beginning of Masechet Mikvaot, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph. And so as we discussed in our introduction of the Munachim of Mikvaot, we have different levels of Mikvaot. So we had the level of the Bor Mikveh Mayim, we had the Mayan, we had the water that is actually Mayim Chayim, which we have to distinguish from, and we had Mayim She'uvim, which is actually usable in certain circumstances as a mikvah. But this Mishnah is going to get into some additional questions, and we're going to start with a bor, which is a mikvah. The problem is it doesn't have the level that we learned from the other pasuk of Et Kol Bisaro, which was the shear of the mikveh, that it has to be Mayim Shekol Bisaro Ole Behem, as the Gemara puts it, which means that you need Arba'im Sa'ah. The Arba'im Sa'ah is 3 cubic amos. So it's 1 by 3 by 3. So now the question is, in that case, what's the din? You've got a puddle of water, essentially, and these are called gavis, no insult, but they're called me-givim, or in the way the Mishnah uses, that's the way it appears in the K'mayim Giva, and the Loshin Rabim is Giva'im. So we've got a puddle, which means we have what would be a mikveh, except for the fact that it doesn't have Arba'im Sa'ah. So there's Sheish Ma'alot B'mikvaot. We're going to talk about 6 different levels of Tumah V'Taira when it comes to a mikveh. Zel Ma'alam Yizor, V'zel Ma'alam Yizor. So each one gives us a little bit more protection against Tuma. Now, the lowest level is a puddle. So, Megvaim. So, this is not really a mikvah because it doesn't have Arba'im Sa'ah, and therefore you cannot use it for being mitayer something in, but it does have a particular mila. And that particular mila is the fact that water that is connected to the ground is not ro'i l'kabel tuma until such time that it is taken from the ground. So therefore, we could talk about the lotion of a mila of tahira as follows. Let us say that shasa tame, a guy who's tame, what we're going to be doing is we're going to take a look at these milas in 3 ways, each one of them. We're talking about somebody drinking who is tame, and then there being exposure to the water that he had drunk from, or somebody putting a kli that was tame into a, whatever the case was, into the puddle in this case, or mayim tmeim falling into the puddle, or into whatever the case will be. And we're going to take, for each of these, we're going to use those 3 examples and see what happens when subsequent to the drinking from it, or to the putting a kli into it, or from mayim tmeim falling in it, what would be the din if then something else is exposed to the water in this puddle? Does the water in the puddle become tame or not? Now, I have to tell you up front that there is a major machlokas here between all the other Rishonim that I know of and the Rambam. The Rambam has a totally idiosyncratic, I shouldn't say idiosyncratic because it seems so posh in terms of how to understand the Mishnah, but it's a totally unique approach to all of these Mishnayas about the dinim of Megivaim, and according to which we would have to change the way we understand the entire Mishnah. So according to the Rambam, what we're talking about over here is a different din, Bichlal, of Megivaim. And he holds that mayim that are in the karka are not shayach, according to him. Let me actually read to you from the actual lashon of the Rambam. And that way we'll understand, because it's going to be nogea all of the various mishnayos that are going to be coming up.
So, but say the source, please, where Rav is made from.
Tumas Eichlin, Perek Tesavav, right from the beginning. Hilchas Tumas Eichlin. So, what the Rambam says is like this. The case of Megivaim. Okay, so they don't have Arba'im Sa'ah. Shasa Tame Bayam, his lashon in the general rule is that these Gmei Givaim Ein Hamayim Mitamim Ela L'Ratzon. And therefore, this is almost like the din of Hechsher, in which if you don't want that water to be used, that water is not going to be Mekabel Tuma. So if you have Mei Givaim, according to the Rambam, the lashon of our Mishnah is very straightforward. You have Mei Givaim, you don't have Arbayim Sah. So let's read the Mishnah according to the Rambam. Shasa Tamei Vishasa Tahar. First, a guy who is Tamei drinks from this water, and then somebody else who is Tahar comes and drinks from this water. Well, now that's a problem. Because when the first guy who was Tamei bent his head over and took from the water, at that point he wanted that water, in which case it's now considered to be Mayim, and according to Rambam, makes no difference. It's Mayim Shuvim, Mayim She'enam Shuvim. The very fact that it's on the ground, that it's Mei Gevim, means by definition, it cannot be Mekabel Tuma. And if Tamei, something Tamei falls into it, it's not Metamei it. If Tame water is poured into it, not Matame it. There's no way that it could become Tame unless somebody wanted it, so long as it's Mechubar. But the moment that somebody wants it, in this case, the guy bent down and he drank from it. So if someone tar now takes some of it afterwards, this water is considered to be water that is Tameh. And remember, one of the Yudches Dvarim was that a person who drinks this revius of the Mayim Tameim, so he's going to be compulsory for Truma and so on, and it's Betamehim. And since he drank it Baratzein, and the first person who was Tameh drank it Baratzein, so now that would mean that it's Tameh. The same thing would be true is Milei Bikli Tahar. As I said, there's always going to be three cases. After the Tumah, whatever caused the Tumah, in this Mishnah, what caused the Tumah is somebody Tameh drinking. The next Mishnah, what causes the Tumah is somebody putting in a Kli that's Tameh to take the water out. The next Mishnah after that, it becomes Tameh because Mayim Tameim fall into it. They all follow the same pattern. And they all follow after whatever it was that caused the Tumah, somebody comes along and drinks. Somebody comes along and fills up a Kli that was Tahar. So then the case is, if Milei Kli Tahar, now it's Tameh, because he did it on purpose. And since the Tameh person was Metameh the Mayim, Mayim Tameim, again, remember the Takana and Rabbanan, are Metameim Kelim. And therefore, if the Kli was also put in Beratzein, now the Kli is Tameh. And therefore, it's all going to be Tameh. But suppose somebody Tameh, Shatat Tameh, and then Nafal Kikal Shel Truma. Aha! Some Truma fell into it. Now, he didn't want the Kikar of Truma. Obviously, he did not want the Kikar of Truma to fall into a puddle. So, in that case, since the Kikar Shel Truma did not fall in L'Ratzein, Mayim cannot be Metamim when they're Mechubar to the Atama, unless the thing that was going to become Tame wanted that Mayim on it. So then, Im hidiach, the way the Rambam understands it, it means if this person washed off his hands when he was taking out the truma that had fallen into the puddle, so now that means that he wanted the water to go on his hands because he washed off his hands as he was taking out the kikar of truma. So if he wanted the water to be on his hands, now that water is Tameh water. And it's going to be metame, because of the water on his hands, is going to be metame, the kikar itself. But im loidiach, if he was not ever wanting the water, and he did not wash his hands off with that water, the kikar remains tahar. Because ein hamayim metamim ela liratzon, ve'areha kikar nafalatocha shelo liratzon, as the Rambam says. This is the most straightforward, simple way of understanding the Mishnah, and it avoids all of the problems that all of the other Rishonim have in trying to figure out what this Mishnah is talking about. But if you don't hold of the Rambam, and you don't hold that there's a concept of wanting the water, and you believe that the fact that water is on the ground, that's no reason to say that the halacha is that it's not shayach to be mekabel tuma, you get involved in all kinds of other issues. Let's go through now the Mishnah according to the way that so many of the other Rishonim openly learn the Mishnah, which, wow, this includes the Rosh, it includes the Ravid, it includes the Rosh Mitzans. They all you use this following approach, and I'll tell you what the problems are as we go along with this following approach. So let's go over the Mishnah again with the way the other Rishonim learn it. So, Sheish Ma'alot B'mikvaot, Zo L'mala Mizo, V'zo L'mala Mizo. We start off with our Mei Givaim, which are simply water in a puddle that is connected to the ground that does not have Arba'im Sa'a. And that would be something that does not have a din of a mikvah, obviously. However, they don't have a din of mashkim so long as they're on the ground. They don't have a din of mashkim, and therefore they're not yet able to be mekabel tuma. They have to be nit l'shu. They have to be no longer attached to the ground. So there, if a person takes them off of the ground, then they can be mekabel tuma as a mashkim. But as long as they're on the ground, they're not considered to be mayim that are mashkim. If they're considered to still be mechubar because nobody wanted to take them off of the ground, so then they would be mechubarim. They're not going to be mekabel tuma because they weren't nitlash l'rotzen. According to the Rambam, the point is not the nitlash, the point is the rotzen. Can mayim be mekabel tuma? Only if it's berotzen. Okay, so therefore, according to these other Rishonim, if somebody shasa, he drinks from the Mei Givaim, so then he took that water out of the puddle. Once you take it out of the puddle, and he did that purposefully, then that water becomes tamei. Now, some of that water may have dripped out of his mouth. The guy's drinking the water, he finishes drinking, maybe there's a drip that had come out of his mouth, and now shasa tar, the next guy goes and drinks from that same place in the puddle, so then the Tohar is going to be Tameh, and he's going to pass on Truma because of the Yud Ches Dover and the Takana of having had Mashkim Tameim, because why? We're worried that maybe that drop that actually had fallen out of the other guy's mouth into the puddle, now anything that was in his mouth, of course, the puddle can't become tameh, according to these Rishonim, but anything that is in his mouth can become tameh. So now if he ingested, this new person who's tor, ingested a drop that had fallen out of the mouth of the guy who was tameh, he would then be metameh all of the water that's in his mouth. And since he is drinking mashkim tamehim, he passes the truma. And the halacha is that mayim would be nitlash, because he wanted it to be drunken, and therefore was talush. And therefore the tipa that had fallen back in is now able to be metame all of that water. And since we don't have our boim saw, normally a drop of tuma that falls into a mikvah immediately becomes tahar, you remember, because of our basic concept called hashaka. It came into contact, and now it's part of that water. But now, it's not part of Arba'im Sa'a, and therefore it will always retain its tuma. Now, this is one of the big problems here in the pshat of the other Rishonim. Why in the world would it always retain its truma, since there's a halacha of bitul berov in case of a tipa that cannot be metame other things? Why wasn't it bottle in the rove of the mayim? So we'll have to discuss that according to these Rishonim. Obviously, according to the Rambam, we're not talking about the drop, we're talking about the whole thing. The water in a geva is shayach to be mekabel tuma if you want it to actually have been exposed to that tuma. It's a mekabel tuma. And it does not have to be ne'ekar in order to be mekabel tuma. Okay, so therefore, if you were mamale bikli tahar, somebody after that first person had taken a drink out of it, somebody uses a kli tahar, puts it into the water, the same problem occurs again. The kli tahar is tame, because since the water that the first person had taken the drink from, he did that baratzeh, and there may be a drop of water that is tame in it. So maybe the kli that you used had taken that drop of water in it, and that was metame, the water that's in the kli, and therefore water in the kli, as we know, there's a gezeira drabanan, the takana drabanan, that mayim is metame, mashkin or metame kelim. And in this case, the kli would actually become tame. And we're afraid that all of the water in the kli became tame from that tipa, and therefore the water that was tame was metame the kli. Question here, second question here is, why are we cheshish that the mayim became tame, and from the drop, why aren't we cheshish that the drop itself that was tame touched the kli and was metame the kli, which is actually the way that the Tosfos Yontif learns, and he says he doesn't understand why we need to come on to the fact that you were teileish, the way everybody else talks it out. You were teileish this mayim, and therefore this mayim becomes tame. That's not the point. The point is we had that drop. You said the drop was never bottle for whatever reason. So then why not just say it was metame directly, the kli? That was the second issue that we're going to have to explain. Then, how about if first, again, shasatame, this is our third case of shasatame, and in this case, not followed up by a shasatahar, not followed up by putting in a klitahar, but followed up with a kikar shaltruma that falls into the water. So now, nafal kikar shaltruma. According to this approach, and this is another weird way of needing to learn, the question of the imhidiach has nothing to do with his hand. The way in which it would become tummy is only if he wanted to clean off the kikar itself that had fallen in the water. What the heck? All right, I never heard of anybody cleaning off a kikar. But anyway, if he was mediach the kikar in the water, so now since he was mediach it, so there now this is a giloy das, that he wants that water on the kikar. Once he wants that water, so that means that the water was nitlash l'ratzai. Because again, the water itself can't become tummy because they don't hold like the Rambam. Only that which was nitlash. If it was nitlash b'ratzai, so then we have that same problem. Maybe the drop of tummy water, which we still don't know why wasn't that bottle before. But in this case, it would be mitame, the water that's on the kikar, and therefore the kikar would be tame. But im lo hidiach, if you don't wash that kikar off, then the kikar would be tahar, because even if it had come into contact with the actual mayim that had been tame and had been in the mouth of the other guy, there is no chashash over here, because I wasn't teleish beratzain, and as long as I'm not teleish beratzain, that tipa, meanwhile, is bottle in the tipa, in all of the tipas that are in the puddle. Okay, so as I say, this is seems to be an unnecessary, complex kind of sugya, because it adds all of these additional issues. And there's numerous attempts to explain why it would be that all of a sudden, a tipa, which if I didn't want it, was considered to be bottle, how it would suddenly become alive the moment that I want the mayim and now I'm toilish it. It's weird. Okay, so there is a concept which is called chozar v'neur, that if you have something that initially was not in a position where it was exposed to a din that would be machshiv it, the moment that you are machshiv it sort of comes back to life. So maybe that's what's happening over here. Now, the problem is that we have beferish sugyas that say that we do not utilize the svara of chazer v'neur on tuma. in this case. So it's a little bit hard to understand why this Mishnah, or at least it's a machlokas, and nobody brings any rayas from this Mishnah to the sugya of Chozer V'neya. So this is very, very strange. As to why it wouldn't be bottle, I'd explain that. Well, the one Pirish that attempts to explain it is the Tiferes Yisrael. He says, maybe the idea is that this is considered to be a mixture of lach balach. So if you have wet things that are mixed in terms of the dinim of bittol, so over there what we say is that yesh bila, namely that the lach is distributed throughout, and these molecules get distributed throughout the mixture, and therefore any bit that comes into contact with it is considered to be exposed to some small element of that drop that had been in the Tamei's mouth. Oh man, as you can see, there's a lot of problems with this approach. So as I said, the Rambam's approach avoids all of these problems by simply explaining that water is mekabel tuma, just like it would be inside of a kli, is mashke mekabel tuma. So what's the difference if they're on the ground? They're mekabel tuma on the ground. The only thing is that until such time as you're mashiv them as something that is mashkim, they're just part of the earth and the way the world is. And therefore, they don't have a din of mashkim yet. Well, we found that halacha to be true when it comes to the din of heksher tumah, the definition of what a mashkin is in terms of heksher. So the Rambam is simply extending a concept that we're very familiar with in terms of the kiyutan dum kiyitain, the kiyutan dumya de kiyitain. And here, it's the rotzen that makes it into a mashka, but it's not a function of whether it's in a kli or in a guy's mouth or on the ground. That doesn't make any difference. And therefore, the entire sugya changes. It's not about a drop of water out of the other person's mouth. It's about whether these things are considered to be mashkin because the act was done lerotzen. Both the initial drinking by the person who was tamei and the subsequent exposure on the three levels of the tar that was subsequently drinking, or the kli tar that was subsequently inserted, or the kikar that was subsequently fell into it. All of those cases are simply defined by the rotzen. You need the rotzen in both directions, according to the Rambam. The initial exposure to the tuma to be able to make the mashkim tmeim, and the exposure of whatever is going to become tahar, tamei in this case, the person who's tahar and is drinking the kli, or the kikar of truma, it would have to be exposed lerotzen. And therefore, he gets away also without having to read the Mishnah absurdly, as you want to wash off the piece of bread. Who ever heard of washing off a piece of bread anyway? And it means what it always means. If his kavana was to be washing off his hands that had gotten muddy while he's going in to take out the kikar, so then he wants that water. Fine. So then it became tamei. He's been tamei in the kikar. Straight as could be, avoiding all problems.